And so how long did you work before you lost your job?
It was a couple months. Because, like, you know, they closed down one department, and then when that department would run out of their materials, it worked their way up, and I was on one of them. I was third from last department to go, so I stayed there a while longer than other people.
So seniority had nothing to do with it?
No.
It was just what department you happened to be in?
Yeah. When you worked in your department and you're, like, when I was done building drawers, see ya. That you was gone, you know. But I believe some departments, seniority, if they needed somebody to stay behind and help clean up or something, they let the older ones there, ones been there a long time, they'd stay behind, you know, a little longer, as long as they could. Where some of the younger people, they gave you a choice, you know, if you want to leave, you know, you can go now. Because I believe if you work there so long, you got severance pay or something anyway. So someone, once they work there, like, they tell you you're supposed to leave in 2 weeks, but you could go now and you still get your severance pay. Some people have done that. Mm. So.
And so for those, you said a few more months you worked?
After I believe so.
What was it? Did the spirit at the place continue to be?
It's like, it got better than the first week after I come back. When I laid out, it was like everybody was still down and everything. But after that, I mean, I believe it. Everybody realized that, you know, their life ain't over. I mean, you know, just because, I mean, it felt like a part of you, you know, you're not going to be able to see a lot of people and you're going to miss that and everything. But no matter what, you got to go on. And I mean, I think basically everybody finally realized that, and, you know. Nobody still broke their neck to get nothing done, but, you know, they kept busy and kept everything going until it was closed.
And what do you remember about your last day? Was it anything special? Or how did you feel?
It was kind of sad because I knew that a lot of them people there that I'd grown accustomed to and grown to like and everything, I would never see again. And, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else. I know my last day, I didn't do nothing but walk around and tell everybody goodbye and stuff. So, I mean, I didn't see no sense in me working the last day when I was gone, whether I got production or not. So, but Homer, he let up on set toward the end. You know, he, as long as we looked a little busy, he wasn't going to come push it because, you know, ain't no use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that last day was just kind of a long series of goodbyes. Now you wandered around the plant.
I did. I mean, everybody didn't, because, well, I wandered around the plant all the time anyway. So. He'd always come looking for me. When I get ahead of my job, I was gone. But, yeah, I basically went around and told everybody, you know, if I don't see you no more, I hope you have a good life. And, like, I still keep in contact with some of them. And, but I still, yeah, it was. It made you feel a little empty on the inside leaving. And, like, a lot of old men, they'd walk outside. They'd all have tears in their eyes and everything. But that's because some of them been there 30, 40 years. And, I mean, I know it was hard on them because that was their life. Well, I'm still young and I still got, you know, hopefully a long life to look forward to. And still got a lot of opportunities. But them old men, I mean, that's the ones I basically felt sorry for because that's all they knew how to do.
Yeah. And have you seen many of those people since the closing? Or is it?
I haven't seen too many, to tell you the truth. I seen more up here that day when Bill had this here than I'd seen. Even the ones, one lady lives in Roxborough. She lives at, I mean, she works at GKN and I don't even see her no more. And she lives in Roxborough. But I see Linda Dotson down here down the road. And I still play basketball with a few of my friends here and there and go fishing, but no, it ain't nothing like it was. Mm. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in high school and you graduate, you know, you'll see a few here and there, but the rest is gone.
Right. And what did you do the day, your last day after work? Did you just go home or did you go out with friends? Or?
I believe I went fishing.
That seems to be your solution
to about everything. Ask me. I'm getting a fight with my girlfriend, I'm going fishing. Most time that's what we fight over too. But no, I mean, I felt kind of sad, but I knew that
I mean, what good is it going to do to sit around and worry and think about things? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never been one to dwell on something. I mean, I know that no matter what happens around you, if you're living, your life's got to go on and you got to make the best of it. And I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.